cover crops in orchards. If they're flowering in the winter and the spring, they may be good for bees. Cover crops can also prevent annual winter weeds from growing and good for the orchard soil once they're dissed in. Steve Herring is a second-year PhD student in the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis, and he's working with Brad Hansen, a UC Davis Cooperative Extension Specialist, also in the Department of Plant Sciences. So, Steve, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Steve, you've been working with cover crops throughout the different regions of the state. How are they working out?
Yeah, so cover crops, a lot of times people, they will push them like they're like a fix-all, and they can do everything for everybody. And that's sort of a challenge because we're trying to use research from Europe and from the mid-Atlantic in the U.S. and try to apply it to perennial systems in California. The climate's really different, the cropping system is really different, and the timing that we can plant cover crops, we have a lot more flexibility than they do in those systems. So as we try to design cover crops, there are a lot of different paths that we can take, and it's important to test these different things out and see what is best for the specific things that we can use cover crops for in the Central Valley.
Doesn't it make sense that for growers to put cover crops in during the winter when we're likely to have more rain, and we can get the cover crops in and maybe see if how long they can last in the spring?
Yeah, so right now that's sort of the timing that we're looking at is late fall, early winter cover crop planting so that they can establish ahead of the winter annual weeds.
Okay.
And there's a lot more water available to help cover crop establishment at that point, and there should be a lot more interaction with those weeds that are out there. It's not impossible that we could have some sort of summer cover crop, but it's just not, that's a little ahead of its time right now, I guess.
So Steve, your research is having these cover crops outcompete the weeds that may be existing between the tree rows. So how is your cover crop trial laid out?
So, yeah, we had three different sites across the Central Valley, and in the northern Sacramento Valley, the cover crop establishment was a lot better, and that orchard was also a non-bearing orchard, so there was a lot more light that hit the orchard floor.
Okay.
And that just resulted in a much more abundant cover crop that was able to outcompete, choke out weeds. Compared to in the southern San Joaquin Valley, the cover crop didn't establish as well. There was less cover crop to do the competition for resources. And as a result, it didn't affect the weeds as much.
And Steve, obviously they get more rainfall in the Northern California sites compared to the Central Valley sites for those cover crops, which helped.
Yeah, it's different at different sites.
Yeah,
the result is different depending on where you're at in the Central Valley. And that difference between locations was a lot more important than the difference between the two different cover crop mixes that we used.
So where do we go from here?
The study I'm working on is funded by the Almond Board, and it's continuing for a second year, maybe a third year after that.
Okay.
So we're trying to repeat it and validate, and then also sort of synthesize information, because there are people that are working on weeds, but also people that are working on water, insect pests, pollinator health, nematodes, all sorts of different ecosystem services. So sort of synthesizing and see, well, I didn't see a big difference between cover crop mixture and weeds, but somebody else maybe saw that one cover crop mixture was much better performing for a different sort of ecosystem service. And then there are also some sort of breakout questions that I have to drill down into specific parts of cover crop management so that people have a better idea of how to tailor the cover crops for their own system and their own part of the Central Valley.
So Stephen, let me ask you, what's your academic future look like?
So right now I'm kind of a mid-career PhD student, so I need to think seriously about this question. But I think that I'm going towards an academic path, and I want to work with an extension and people that really want to learn more about agriculture and help them figure out how to use new technologies in their cropping system.
That sounds terrific, Stephen. Good luck to you and all you do. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.